high-tech Chinese spy ship is being tracked on its way to Queensland ahead of large-scale military exercises with the United States that begin today. AM can reveal the electronic surveillance vessel is expected to arrive on Friday, where it's anticipated it will closely monitor the Talisman Sabre war games during the next fortnight. Defence correspondent Andrew Green has this exclusive report.
Ready.
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 Over recent weeks, hundreds of foreign military personnel have been arriving in Australia under strict COVID-19 protocols. Like all international arrivals, they've been forced into quarantine ahead of today's official opening in Queensland of the biannual Talisman Sabre military exercises. The director of this year's activity is Air Commodore Stuart Bellingham, who explains its significance in a Defence Department promotional video.
The exercise is the ADF's largest bilateral training activity between Australia and the United States, designed to strengthen our alliance and improve our combat readiness.
Although the size of the exercise has been scaled back due to the pandemic, this year it also includes personnel from Canada, Japan, South Korea, New Zealand and the United Kingdom. And there's another uninvited participant that will be watching from a close distance, a Chinese military ship that's heading towards Australia. Defence sources say the electronic surveillance vessel is expected to arrive off the Queensland coast on Friday, where it will closely monitor the two-week-long war games.
It's not surprising. It's happened before, obviously, the Chinese surveillance of our exercises with the United States.
Former Deputy Defence Department Secretary Hugh White says Australians should expect to see much more of the Chinese military.
This is the kind of thing we should expect to see happen and expect to see increasingly happen as the Asia-Pacific, the Indo-Pacific becomes increasingly a theatre of strategic rivalry as it is.
In a statement, Defence Minister Peter Dutton has confirmed the ADF has for several days been monitoring the vessel's approach.
We fully expected a ship of this class to arrive in our region during the exercise and have planned for its presence as we do for every iteration.
Mr. Dutton says the presence of similar Chinese vessels in 2017 and 2019 did not detract from past exercises, and he's confident this latest arrival will not impede this year's activity.
The ABC's defence correspondent, Andrew Green.